Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Did you miss me? always. You know, I keep telling you guys, I do the same thing I tell you guys to do. I really do. You know, I ask you to get involved in your local school boards, water boards, city councils, whether you're supporting them or helping them or doing whatever to make your community better. Rand Paul said it a while back. Stop focusing on the federal and focus on your local. Local, county, state, take them back. You know, when you get to the convention of states, if you would, is what they're trying to do right now, they will need, Republican-esque, if you would, guidance there. Legislators. And that's the way we're going to take it back. We're not going to take it back by fighting at the federal level. Just too focused there. There's too much focus there. I'll put it that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Today was the National Day of Prayer. Now, I have been MC for at one for, 15 years now. And last year was the first year we didn't do it. This year, we thought we were going to do it, but when we called around, because, you know, we're living in California, when we called around to see what our options were, we found out that we could only have 25% of the room filled, and we would have to eat outside. Now, it is a prayer breakfast, so it'd be a tad chilly in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And you have to eat outside. And we'd still have to maintain the sick. I mean, just ridiculousness going somewhere to happen. But it's okay, because Joey B. covered us today. It's all good. So Biden's prayer proclamation mentioned climate change, mentioned racial justice, and God, for all intentions, nowhere to be found. So apparently, we now pray to the God of climate change. We now pray to the, God of racial justice. And I'll tell you something else, but I think it's funny. Some of them have, you know, gotten mad. I get the emails from some of them who are friends of mine. And they get mad at me because I say they're godless, soulless people. This is proof. You guys voted for a guy that can't remember God, can't remember where he's at, let alone remember God. Right? But on top of that, you know, he believes in abortion 100% post-birth abortion. I mean, come on. Is this for real? Remember I told you they're trying to start a race war? They are trying to start a race war. Whites need not apply for any of the financial help in the Midwest. That's right. Only women-owned businesses and black-owned businesses are allowed to apply. And if there's still money left over, then maybe kind of sort of the white folks can step up. But sure, this won't start any problem at all. President Biden is under fire for releasing a proclamation of the National Day of Prayer that fails to mention God. Christian Broadcasting Network said David Brody shared the 470-word woke proclamation. God bless. noting it doesn't even mention God, not once. How's he going to fix this? How do you release a prayer? You know, this again comes from a lack of teaching our children, for real, what our history is all about. How do you release a proclamation about prayer? Let's even go to that. Forget the Christian God for a moment. Not that I want to. But let's forget that for a second, right? Now you're releasing a prayer proclamation. Well, who are you praying to? Or what, maybe I should ask. How do you release a proclamation that has not even the word God in it? But it mentions climate change. It mentions racial justice. Pathetic. Not surprising, but it is pathetic. And we've allowed that to happen. Who's he praying to? Maybe he's praying to Obama. We just don't know it. I'm guessing here. Put down your rocks. I'm just guessing. We've become a society that obsesses over the tolerance and acceptance of everyone. Well, except God. I mean, no, seriously. They are screaming tolerance. They are screaming acceptance. They scream love. Except if you're a God-fearing Christian. Then you're a moron that doesn't deserve any love. It's just amazing. I'll probably read through it later on, but I don't want to make myself nuts, you know? Yeah, maybe I should. I don't know. But I mean, who is he praying to for all intents and purposes? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Along those lines, yeah, I know. I'm doing this just to wind up our buddy. Because I don't know how you don't get, you know, again, National Day of Prayer. If you want proof, you Christians who voted for him, if you want proof that he doesn't really care about God, how much do you care about God? You voting for a man that doesn't hold God first? You voting for a man that believes in killing babies? Where are you with God? That's what I'd like to know. Biden omits Almighty's name from the godless heathen prayer proclamation. That's what one writer writes. I thought that was great. You know, I mean, seriously. Remember, you know, they said that our founding fathers wanted to do with nothing to do with God, but yet these guys were constantly putting out proclamations for a national day of fasting and prayer, or just a day of fasting and prayer. Why don't, no, I mean, really? What do you got to fast and pray to? Maybe Zoe can enlighten me. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Chew on the wafer because you know, suckers, right?
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We're back. Norman Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yeah, you hear me swallowing a lot. I'm not sick. My throat's dry because I've been talking so much. I had a five-hour school board meeting last night, and you can only imagine I had a lot to say about what's going on here in California, what's going on with the education system. But let's me step up. Instead of running away, you know, like the Jews did when, you know, they were going against Goliath, they're all cowering in the tents. I mean, seriously. When do we start fighting back? When we start pushing back? When do we start taking things back? You Christians, God, you got me rolling because of some things that were said today and this whole thing with Joe. You guys voted. You Christians voted for Joe Biden because you didn't like the way Donald Trump talked. Man, you probably would have spit all over King David. You think he came out and went, okay, we're going to have a nice afternoon now. We're going to bring in the food. And if anybody's really hungry, just bring them to the front because I don't want them to feel bad. And if you're of the colored persuasion, which everybody in the room probably was, you know, we'll make sure there's extra food for you because we don't want you calling me racist or anything. Anyhow, I got to have a field day with it. I could do 3 days of this stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host. But the guy that really has his handle, has his hand on this whole thing, right? Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to as Zoe. I'm still waiting for my coffee cup, bro. What's going on here?
Oh, okay. Hey, let's make that happen, man, so we can toast proper, man.
I got nothing.
Well, I didn't want to sue, man. So, you know, are my cups cool enough for Joe, man? You know? So.
Oh. Yeah, but you know, I want a cup that runneth over.
Hey, well, right on, man. We will make that happen.
Yeah. All right. So today was the National Day of Prayer, to who I have no idea. Today was the National Day of Prayer, and you and I were joking around before we went there, and I said, you know, it's really funny because the National Day of Prayer came about, and you can follow the whole history. I mean, ultimately, George Washington was the first one to get it rolling, and not as a national holiday, but they see, they didn't have to back then, because George and his buddies and the founders and the governors as they went on, they all proclaimed days of fasting and praying to the Almighty for his grace and his mercy and, you know, and his continued hand of protection. So we didn't have to have a proclamation. It was just what you, it was in your DNA, so to speak. Now, the woke left, it's got to be like the gods of Mount Olympus has been brought back to life because now they're praying to the climate change god and the racial justice god. We're going to be having to duck lightning bolts here soon, don't you think?
Oh, man, I'm already walking in a squat position, man. I'm telling you, I've been walking.
I got you going, didn't I? I got you
right,
crazy.
It does spark some insanity in here. The loonies are definitely running the asylum, man, that's for sure. And I tell you what, man, with the National Day of Prayer, with Joe Biden, man, I guess he would be qualified to lead them prayers, man, because just like Jesus was able to like multiply them that bread and that fish, man, to be able to feed most multitudes, somehow Joe Biden was able to multiply them votes. And be able to get them all and get this miraculous turn out of all these votes that he can go ahead and scoot on in the office with. And they're going to have a National Day of Prayer. It's like, yeah, you're right, man. Who are they going to pray to? Because Joe Biden be like, the guy that we're supposed to be praying to.
I like that. The guy.
You know, the guy.
We all got a guy. You know what I'm saying? We got a guy. No guy that could do this.
You know, to pray for this. It's just like you were saying, man. They got all these gods, man. It's like American, quasi-American Shintoism that they got a god for everything that they're going to pray to, and as if the word of God never told us that Al Shaddai means the sufficient one. He's all we need. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Maybe you guys should start checking with me, man, and you guys get a lot of things done in a better way.
Yeah, but, you know, again, it goes back to what you and I talk about a lot. First of all, it's education, right? We've blown up the education system, one that was meant for people to learn how to read. One of the first books, I think it was the first book or one of the first books that was actually funded by the federal government was the Holy Bible because they wanted it taught in the schools. And it wasn't that they wanted Christianity slammed home in schools, but the principles of, they would teach them how to read, it would teach them how to write. And so the bottom line, as far as they were concerned, it was a safe and great learning tool. Now we've got to the point, not only can it not be taught in school, it can't even be recognized in school. And the only way we were able to do it a decade ago was when we had to call it literature. That was the only way you could teach anything out of it in school. My God, I'm telling you, Jesus is slamming his head in the pole, looking at the Father going, I died for what?
And the founding fathers, man, they were honest of them because they knew the deal, man. It's like, you know, the common folks, you know, they couldn't read, you know, and you had to depend on the spiritual authority to interpret the Bible for you. That's why it cracks me up when people talk about this nonsense about, well, you know, the Bible's been manipulated and the Bible's been changed and all this. And man, that doesn't make any sense. There's no need to do that. You don't have to do that. Why change a book that when you have the spiritual authority, who have the authority to go ahead and interpret any way that they want to, they don't need to change anything. They'll just tell you what it says, and you have to accept it because you can't read. You know, so the founding fathers are like, yeah, we're going to change that, man. People are going to need to learn how to read, and they're going to learn how to read this book for themselves. Yeah. It's very important for them to know how to read, particularly this book, so nobody else can dupe them with it.
No, you're exactly right. Well, and they knew that if we had an uneducated electorate, we wouldn't be able to keep this country together. They knew it. They even said it several times. And if you people don't believe that our founding fathers were men of God, if you would, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, go ahead and Google that Google thing, as long as we keep it going. But, I mean, you can hear what they had to say. You can hear the words that they used when it came to how they felt about the Bible, how they felt about Christianity. We had several founding fathers who were not Christians but felt that the principles of Christianity, the precepts of Christianity, should be taught to all because they were good, solid foundations for us to live on. I mean, what else could you ask for somebody who doesn't believe in God, if you would, but believes in the precepts and the principles of Christianity as a whole? Now we poo-poo that stuff, don't we?
Sure, man, and you know, we remember Andrew Breitbart, and Andrew Breitbart would tell me, he says, look, man, you know, he's not a Christian, but the safest, the best place to be is on these Judeo-Christian fundamentals. It's the best place to be. It's like to believe what you're going to believe and to be safe from it, and, you know, it's not about being forced to believe in Christianity. He understood all that. It's like he frowned upon anybody thinking that we should remove that. Right. You know, even some Republican voters, you know, feel like, man, what does God have to do with it? And all this sort of stuff. Andrew Breitbart rejected it. I said, no, man, you do not want to take that principle out of the Constitution.
No. And again, I don't know about you, but I find this there's quite a few of my atheist friends who I'll talk to from time to time. They don't have a problem with our belief system. They don't. Matter of fact, to your point, they, you know, one fellow in particular said to me, look, I actually have a lot of respect for you guys because you're willing to put your life in the hands of something, you know, you can't see, smell, taste, or hear, and you're believing in it, and you're willing to live your life on it. That takes a lot of courage. So they're, you know, and that thing in the background, that means we're going for some money. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a trip to Louisiana, President Biden spoke to Republicans about his infrastructure and jobs plan.
It's all about making a choice. A choice between giving tax breaks to super wealthy and to corporations and investing in working families. We're going to build a country. I look at this as what I'm talking about is giving essentially tax breaks to hard-working middle class and working people.
The president said he's calling on top earners to pay their fair share in taxes. Republicans said the plan is too pricey, with the total nearly $4 trillion. The president said he's willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Ohio, say a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. The girl is now in custody. Officials say the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
Listen to Real Time of GCN Live.
Like the fella once said.
You know, there's a new
ain't
era.
That a kick in the
TV.
Head.
You guys are in news.
The room was completely black.
Where people now are zooming in on the shows and they bring the guests on. And what is it with these people that think that to get a point across, now those are going to start laughing when I say this, they're on the news, and to get a point across, for some reason they have to stick their nose hairs right up against the camera of their laptop. Right? You see them doing that, and go, and they get real close to them. You know, I mean, to get there, it's like, dude, just talk. We're listening. We don't... We don't need to see your nose. Anyway, always a pleasure to have me, Alfonso Rachel. You know, I love the. I told you my brother's name is Alfonso. Well,
is that
actually,
right?
It's actually Alfredo, but you know, close enough.
Got close enough,
right? You know, again, it's not the John and Sam of the day, but you. Why don't you tell people where they can get your music? Where they can catch the Zopian Den, or even the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, the Zopian Den is the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, man, and all that's at my website, bronzeserpentmedia.com. I also have the Zoloft, and I've got my music project, 20-Pound Sledge, so it's all about, you know, trying to find different ways to spread that salt and light, man, in creative and in compelling ways.
You should do, like, you'll have the, what is it, BLM, you should have, like, BSM, right? I mean, BronzeSerpentMedia.com.
Yeah.
Maybe they could, you know, they'll confuse the two of you, and you can really preach the truth to these guys.
Yeah, no, man, I'll probably get, like, loads of funding and stuff like that, and I'll be able to buy five houses and stuff like that. Whoa.
So, let me give you a few words here that help you, maybe swallow your coffee there. On this National Day of Prayer, we unite with purpose and resolve. We recommit ourselves to the core freedoms that help define and guide our nation from its earliest days. We celebrate our incredible good fortune that as Americans we can exercise our convictions freely, except if I set the FBI out on you. No matter our faith or beliefs, let us find our prayers, however they are delivered, and determine to overcome the adversity, rise of our differences, and come together as one nation to meet the moment in history.
That ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work, Joe.
No. I've been the MC at this prayer breakfast for 15 years. Okay, we haven't had the last 2 years, but 1 year, a mayor came up, and the mayor says, now, everybody else in the room gets it, right? She comes in and she steps up and she goes, it's just so wonderful to be in a place where people are sending out good vibes to the community. I'm like, woman, we are at a prayer breakfast. We are praying to the creator of the universe, and you talking about vibes. What is this, like a 70s LSD throwback?
Is that sautéed mushrooms that you have over there for hors d'oeuvres? You know the kind.
Yeah. But you go through this whole proclamation, and it's not long. It's like 400 words, and you go through this whole thing, and not one word in here about appreciation. I don't get to the creator or to the almighty creator of the universe. Not a mention to anybody, which to me is proof positive. They don't believe in God. They don't believe. They are the higher power. And I'm going to say it again. I know you're going to laugh at me, probably throw something at me if you could. You Christians who voted for this godless, soulless human being, shame on you. Shame on you.
Oh, man, the only thing I would throw is, well, just throw some thumbs up, man, because that's the only thing I'm going to throw at you, because you're right. You know, these people out there calling themselves Christians, man, it's like that dude in that movie of Princess Bride. He keeps using that word. I don't think you know what it means. You know, but because, you know, our nation's founded, man, it's in our founding documents, man. You know, the founding fathers appealing to the supreme judge of the world. That's God. That's what the Bible calls God, the judge of the world. And, you know, these people out there, however you pray or whatever faith or anything like that. No, the Lord says quite clearly, this is how you pray. And then he gave the model prayer and he didn't make any sort of rituals or postures or anything like that. It's like, look, man, it's the model prayer right here. And the thing is, Joe, we're not seeing the healings, you know, in our nation and stuff like that. And these people, they wouldn't even know what the healing is. They think that healing is, you know, wearing a mask and all that sort of stuff. It's like, no, man, it ain't healing nothing. But, you know, the Lord has already said it. Just like you said, these people don't believe. And the Lord said it. Look, man, I'm not going to be performing things even in this town, man. Why? Because people don't believe. Not that I'm dependent on them believing. I'm not dependent on them believing. The problem is that if I go in and I show the miracle, I do the things that they wanted. I show them that this can be done. And they see the evidence. They see the move of the Holy Spirit. And they still reject it because they don't believe. Well, that's them walking into hells with their eyes wide open. That's why they don't see these miracles being done. You know, because I don't want to go ahead and drop the blessing grenade and end up with a bunch of people going to hell rather than them receiving the blessing and say, oh, snap, you can actually, you are who you say you are.
You know, you're so right. It's again, a lot of my Christian friends or acquaintances, whatever you want to call them, and even seeing them on TV, these Christians out there who were so hung up on and again, you and I are on the same page. Trump was not our savior. I got that. But they were so hung up on the way he talked. And I was thinking, do they read their Bible? I mean, David, even Jesus. I mean, really, you vipers. You know, you bunch of pinheads. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, ye men of religious persuasion, you really shouldn't be doing it. There was none of that going on. You know as well as I do.
Nah, not at all, man. I mean, can you imagine, man, if the Lord had a Twitter account? Cast like Elijah, man. It's like even Elijah, he talked to gang heads. Hey, man, go ahead and dig that thing. Let's compare gods, man. What's your God doing? Is your God taking a crap? It's Elijah, man. He seriously says, the Bible, of course, you know, reads it as is your God relieving himself? He was taking a crap. That's what Elijah was saying. Is your God taking a crap?
That's right.
You know. So yes, you know, these people out there, they were salty when they needed to be salty. They were profane. You know, and nobody was, and even Trump himself wasn't profane. The people who attacked him and his family and all that sort of stuff, these people were profane.
Oh, yeah.
And it cracks me up, man, when you have these Christians out there trying to judge Trump, you know, for how he talked. It's like, do you guys not see the legions of people out there saying the most ungodly, unruly, profane, obscene things? You don't see that. But all you see is Trump, and what's your big go-to thing that he said? What's the big thing that he said? I'll grab a woman by the P word.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that kind of language. I certainly don't. But, man, that's romper room stuff compared to the stuff that's said about him every day by these legions of leftists.
No question. Mm. You know, and to your point, I get a kick out of it because they're judging what he's saying, how he's talking. I would bet you, I don't know, I don't live with these people, 98% of these people have used the same words, as much if not more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right? I mean, I'm sure they have stolen one or two things in their life. I'm sure they've taken God's name a couple of times anyhow. I'm sure none of them have committed adultery, especially those upright moralistic people in Hollywood. I mean,
we could go
on and on with this, and yet they think they have a right to pound on him.
Yeah.
You know, I just find that extremely, extremely amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and I would not even assume to try to mitigate any language that Trump is using by saying, yeah, but look at what they did. It's not
right.
Like that at all. Like
no,
I said,
I'm
not approving of what he said. I'm not saying that's not bad. What I'm saying is I'm not going to let these godless people judge us.
Yeah.
No. You heathens and all the hypocrisy that you guys are swimming in, you guys don't get to judge us.
No, what I thought was really, you know, what's his name? Jim Carrey.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw this. I was on an interview this week, and I was watching him for a few minutes because I'm waiting for him to break out being, like, really stupid and goofy. But somehow he's had some kind of conversion in his life. So, right? So the guy's asking me, talking to him, at one point, he says something about Christ. He goes, so you're a Christian? And he goes, well, yeah, I'm a Christian. And it's like a little lull. And he goes, and I'm a Buddhist? And he goes right down the hole, right? And this is as they're walking to his happy place on his property. It's a little area where he just kind of sits, and he converses. You ready for this one? He converses with Christ and Buddha and, you know, Hare Krishna. I mean, he just went down a list of all these, you know, that they kind of sit around and, you know, they work through life. And
okay.
Yeah.
So basically he's a spiritual schizo.
So
is that the right diagnosis?
He is definitely the epitome of we are legion, we are many.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Some of you will have to look that up because you have no clue what we're talking about. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The host of the Zopium Den, the Anti-Funny Denny Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and really cool coffee mugs. Also Rachel, who we love and refer to as Zoe. And, you know, I can say we could start a coffee mug club, but some other guy has already done that, so what? We'll have to figure something out. We'll have to figure something a little different out there. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you.
What? A corner on a mug club. There can't be, man. It's like
but it just sounds like you're doing what everybody else is doing, you know? You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. All right, so another crazy mindset from the left in California. In the name of equity, California is going to discourage students who are gifted at math. So, California Department of Education, they're trying to put a new framework together for, you know, from kindergarten through 12th grade. And it's aimed at mathematics. It discourages gifted students from enrolling in these accelerated classes. Why? Because it makes the kids who can't do as well in math feel like they're inadequate. And we don't want... You ready for this one? We don't want the inequity of mathematics in California to really keep the black and Hispanic community down. So I'm thinking, why don't you just teach them how to count? I know it's too simple, but you want to help me understand?
Man, if there's one word that didn't take me long at all to get sick of that word equity, dude. when that word equity came into fashion, I was like, man, I am already sick of this word. And so I guess, yeah, they're learning this kind of math, man, this kind of common core math. And we're going to go ahead and divvy up, you know, this self-esteem. Let's go ahead and divide up the self-esteem or rationale self-esteem to these students and stuff like that. And basically subtract. You know, subtract from their development, you know, adding to their complexes and stuff like that. I mean, we can do this all day. It's basically what they did. They're compounding their complexes. They're making them more insecure. And you know, we figured out a long time ago, Joe. It's like we understand this. You can't do this with them without them going into the workforce, whatever occupation that they're going to be in, without sending them out with the stigma of, hey, are you actually proficient at this, or did you get your degree or your license because you're black? You know, it's like, because, you know, if you're going to be operating on me or anything like that, I want to know that you're actually competent, not because you got some special privilege, you know, or some sort of a privilege from affirmative action or some curve or anything like that, where you get to do this, where you got your degree.
Oh, it was great. There was a black college professor, a female college professor on a show today. I was listening to her, and she goes, look, I am only one of several black people at my college, but I'm only one professor at the college. And she said, so I now have to sit back while other people are looking at me and thinking that, you know, maybe I got in here for all the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I wonder how many black folks feel that way. How many black folks are sitting there going, I busted tail to get in here. You know, worked hard to get in here. How many of these people looking at me thinking I got in here because of affirmative action?
Hey, it's a thought that passes people's mind, man. Maybe not everybody, but it passes people's mind, man. I remember being in a discussion, man, on a TV show. We were talking about, you know, affirmative action and stuff like that. And everybody's, you know, pro-affirmative action. We're supposed to have affirmative action. We need these provisions in place for us to be able to do this and stuff like that. And the funny thing is that all of them are saying that we have to have affirmative action, but none of them will cop to saying that they needed it personally. Right? It's like, okay, well, did you need affirmative action? It's like, heck no, I didn't. I'm talented. I'm good at what I do. It's like, okay, so you didn't need affirmative action, but everyone, all these other Negroes needed it though, right? Is that what you're saying? You know, so nobody even wants to admit to needing it while at the same time demanding that we have it.
Yeah, Delta made a statement a couple of weeks back that they were going to push at hiring more female pilots. Now, I will tell you, being a pilot myself, female pilots are really good usually, okay? They're actually better than men are because they have a lighter touch on the handles. They don't jerk things around like men do. So, but even with that said, interestingly enough, not the best female pilots we can find. No, we are going to go after and look for female pilots. And I'm thinking, I'll never fly Delta again. Not because they're hiring female pilots, but the fact that you're willing to acquiesce and say, oh, we need more women, doesn't matter how well they fly, we just need more women here. It makes me crazy when they do stuff like that. And they believe it to be truth. That's the sad part.
Right. Yeah, and this stuff goes, like you said, man, it goes, like you brought up, it goes all the way back to the schooling. It's being taught in there that,
yep,
you know, you have to make these special, you got to meet some sort of feel-good quota. You're just like, okay, you feel good about yourselves and stuff like that. It's like, and these people are supposed to be all about nature. It's like, yep. I thought you guys love things to be natural and organic and all this sort of stuff. Well, why don't we have this natural and organic diversity instead of trying to force it? Instead of trying, you guys live in this world of make-believe where you're going to make-believe the achievements of these people so they can have this imaginary self-esteem and feeling good about themselves, you know, looking at this grade or whichever of something that they really didn't get. You know, and this stuff is being taught, you know, earlier and earlier, and we're not getting better and better for it, man.
You know, I'm going to switch gears for you again, because did you see the video of the black woman yelling at the Hispanic sheriff or the cop in L.A. the other day? Okay. It was bad. It was really bad. Mm-hmm. And I played it on the show. So nothing has happened to her. Nothing has happened. But she, from the minute he walked up, she said, "You're murdering me. You're murdering me and my son. Lady, I just pulled you over." "Well, I was going 38 to 40. "Yeah, you had your phone in your hand. It's illegal to drive with your phone in your hand." She says, "Well, I have to record you because you're murdering me." I mean, she's just going off on this guy. She's calling him a racist. And she says, "It's really because you want to be white, isn't it? You'll never be white. You know that." And just pummeling this guy. And then she says she's a school teacher. All right? And I'm going, okay, she needs to be fired like yesterday. And then she doesn't have her driver's license on her. But it's okay because she's only going to pick up her son for school. So it's okay that she doesn't have her driver's license. I mean, I'm listening to all this. I'm going, oh, my God. These loonies on the left really think this is okay. Now, a white California woman, she was throwing hateful language at a black delivery driver, and she was arrested. Right, so I'm saying to people, look at what's happening in this overcorrection, if you want to call it that. I don't care. Now in the Midwest, that new money coming in from the government, whites need not apply, and it's a true statement. They're going to give it to black farmers, black business owners, women business owners first, and if there's any money left over, the blacks, then the whites can step up. And I'm saying to myself, you are asking for a war. Am I overthinking this or what?
Are we going back to the days of Nina, man? Or we're going to call it Weena now? Instead of no Irish need apply, no white supply. Are we going back to that now? It's like, you know, and that's proof right there. When people talk about, you know, this equity of racism, it's like, man, racism has hit everybody. You know, that's been the history of the world. And unfortunately, you know, you have blacks act like this is something that's just exclusive to us. And we're the biggest sissies on the planet, man, for believing and still butt hurting about this. And now we want to be the ones who say, no, we're the first in line. We're going to get ours. And now white people can wait and all that sort of stuff. No real strong person wants somebody else to know what misery feels like. You know, nobody of real good character, nobody of real strength and integrity tries to make someone else suffer the way that they did, especially without, it's like there's due process. Look, you're going to pay for your crimes and stuff like that, but just in the culture and outside of the courts and stuff like that, just make people have to go through this, it's dumb. And yeah, you're right, Joe, they're gunning for a war.
Yeah, they have to have a war to truly take the power that they want to have, and I find it interesting. What I find more interesting is proof positive that for years we've been kind of talking about the lack of education, especially in the inner cities, to the black and Hispanic communities. So it's easy to tell them how bad the white guy is or the Asian person or whoever, that they're against you, that they hate you. They can't read about it because we've got kids. Look at Baltimore. What is it? 70% of the kids graduate there without being able to read even near grade level? But they graduate. How do you do that to those people? You know, and still talk to me about how great your education system is.
Ugh. Right? Then these things, they promote racism. It's like, man, how you going to have a diploma, man, and still be like, dumb is, you know, I mean, sorry to use the word dumb, but man, this is the Democrat strategy. They've been, and even in the 1800s, like when you got cats like John Wilkes Booth, will try to tell you, no, we're not racist. It's not like that at all. It's them Republicans and stuff like that. Meanwhile, Democrats are out there doing everybody dirty, and they're still the same way today, trying to get that war over race.
All right, Joe, where do people find you? Where do they buy your music? That's what they need to be doing.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Just check out that 20-pound sledge pad tab.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, we're going to talk about the decline demand for vaccines in the next hour. That'll get me canned.